That's Honey White and the Night Man, All Nights, All Right. You'll find that on Good Times 30th Anniversary Edition. And we've got Norman J, MBE, on the end of a funky phone line back in the UK. Norman, fantastic album. Do you get this thing where the guys come up when you're playing and say, love that tune, who's it by, what's it called?
Yeah, I get that a lot. Used to get that. But now, the technology, I normally get sort of people standing there in front of me or in the room with iPhones held aloft, Shazamming tracks there and then. That's what it's come down to now. Some of the tracks are available online, etc. Some of them are not. It's all good, you know. I always loved these tracks, but, you know, I appreciate the fact that people trust me enough to let me play what I like, so they in turn like it too.
Because it is a real art, isn't it? Trying to find tunes that, you know. It's not about pleasing Norman J. It's not only about pleasing Norman J. It's about pleasing a crowd out there.
And I always play to my crowds, and I particularly play to my female audiences, always, consciously and unconsciously. Girls keep your dance floors sexy. Their attitude to music is not as complicated as macho, egotistical boys. They simply enjoy it or they don't. You know, I come from that school of thought. I simply enjoy it. It's not to be analysed. Not to be deconstructed, just simply enjoyed. I tend to find that the females in my audiences, which are under quite a lot, are much more open-minded to the music. The boys are, I don't like this, he's being cheesy, or he's being, you know, it's not about individual tracks, it's about the time that you have with an audience to give them a memorable experience.
And again, always stunned at how you do kind of pull out fantastic compilation after fantastic compilation with the less familiar tracks, and yet when you stick them on and you press play, you go, oh yeah, I know this tune, yeah.
Well, I think what's actually working for me, because the way the internet works now and people downloading for music for free, there's no mystery. You know, I've always said for years now that eventually every music ever made will be available on the net. At the moment, that's not the case. So I try to balance my compilations with stuff that is available, that's around. Just a reminder to people that maybe you should check this again. It may be fresh to your ears this time round, second time round, even third time round. At the same time, you know, alerting them to stuff which I know. I'm enjoying this tune again. I'm playing this again. Have a look at on the net, see if it's around. And I find it's not. And I continue to play these tunes, and they garner even more and more interest. And I think that's partly driven by the fact that they're not available. There's a niche for me. Then make it available. By putting it on a compilation in an unmixed format. So radio DJs like yourself, our DJs, and just, you know, and your ordinary sort of music punter, act individually and play them.
You're very much seen as a spokesman, as a figurehead for kind of, for music lovers. What happens now when, you know, with the end of the festival season, last time we spoke, you were kind of also lots of fingers, lots of pies, going out doing live gigs at celebrity events, although you kind of shunned the spotlight yourself. How do you keep yourself busy? How do you keep yourself interested?
The trick is, the secret is I have a life outside of music and clubs. It's not all consuming. You know, I'm just a normal, regular guy with regular, healthy interests outside of music. You know, and I make time for that, and I make time for my family and close friends.
Completely down with the whole, you know, the family and friends and making time. But some of your healthy interests outside music, I would take issue with, Norman.
Yeah, well, it's a healthy interest, hating Arsenal.
So how are Spurs going to do in the next season? That starts soon.
Well, we're having a laugh. That's not really happening, is it? You know, Harry will be off for the England job. My man will get sold to Chelsea, or, you know, for some absurd amount of money.
Oh,
you know, 40 million for a footballer. You know, when there's, I turn on my TV here, my newspaper every day, and I see millions of kids starving and dying in Africa. Then I haven't really got a lot of time for footballers. They're not living on the same planet that I live on. Of course, I support the Spurs, you know, in a sporting sense, but, you know, in the bigger picture, there's far more important things to be dealing with. There's that, you know, we've got our forces, you know, out in foreign lands getting killed and maimed and injured. You know, that's far more important to me, whether the Spurs are spending 40 million or they could spend 400 million for all I care. I don't give a damn.
Norman J,
anyway,
as ever.
That's enough of my soapbox rant.
I was going to say, as ever, grounded and real. Norman, thanks again for talking to us, and we wish you all the best for Good Times, the 30th anniversary edition.
Thanks, Mario. Thanks for having me on. Massive respect to your listeners. Yes, Good Times, love. Thanks, Mario.
Take care. Bye now.
Okay, bye.